Ah, the world of form. Oh, I've forgotten that it's the world of form. And then you can allow it, unless you choose to say something about it. Can you please change this? Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But it is as it is. So you live with the so-called imperfections of the world of form, and when you say yes, that's actually not so bad at all. You actually begin to become comfortable with that. You recognize them again and again. Oh, here it comes again. Ah, and when something leaves you, because things tend to do, if you get something and something leaves you again, say, ah. Buddhists sometimes use the word, I think it's anicca, impermanence. Oh, impermanence. Oh, okay, that's how it goes. So, that's the practice. It's so simple here. It just requires a little bit of alertness. What's your relationship to now? Are you aligned with it? Do you bring a yes to it? If not, you can notice that. And by noticing that you are not aligned with now, you can easily step. The very noticing is a stepping out of the non-alignment. Ah, okay. And then you're back in now. Oh, okay. Step back. We'll also see the inner body, of course, as many of you know, can be used as an anchor for staying present, to feel the aliveness in your inner energy field. That becomes an anchor for staying rooted in now. Especially at night when involuntary thought processes start playing up. And you just can't stop it. It's like a river. It's like a stream. It goes... And it can be dreadful, dreadful torture. You're not... Of course, it's totally useless. You're not arriving at any conclusion. No possible realization can come out of that. All realizations come out of a moment of space, spacious stillness. Ah, that's what I have to do. Okay. But not out of that stream. And so you can choose to put your attention. The mind doesn't like it. The mind, which is the combined thought forms that are happening to go through your head, in your head, they want to keep your attention in there. And you say, okay, I'm going to feel my hands now. And then you feel the aliveness that is still there, miraculously. And in your feet, there's an aliveness, and in your legs. Ah, and then you can feel the pull of your thinking. You must think about this. No, I'm in my hands. Feel. Ah, oh, legs. And suddenly, it's good. All your attention is moved from the head into the body. And suddenly you realize you're not in hell, you're in a warm bed. And then you realize how benign and benevolent, mostly, not always, the present moment actually is. The reality of now compared to the hell that the human mind can create and often does create. How benevolent this moment is. And this is just one example of when you lie in bed and your head creates hell. Thank you. I wish you a pleasant night.
This concludes lesson 1.